We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Mr. Hill, earlier you and I talked about some things that were unexplainable by science, and some of those.
Her name is Tina, Mike. Oh.
I mean, look at that face.
I mean, damn.
You explain it.
She's called the human surprise for a reason.
How did this happen?
She's scientifically dumpy.
Right.
Oh, damn.
We've determined that you are scientifically dumpy.
Somehow, I don't know. I feel like calling somebody ugly is like, all right, it's like dumpy.
Dumpy.
That stings.
There are people that I say are factually ugly.
Yes.
You know, like, because they say, man, you know, it's a matter of opinion. I'm like, no, you.
Nah,
you,
you're just ugly.
You transcend opinion.
You are general
ugly.
Opinion.
Right.
Of them meaning like 99%.
As a fact, you are ugly.
You ever seen like one of those famous strip clubs that says 30 like hot chicks and then three ugly ones? You're one of the ugly ones.
Oh, what kind of strip club says that?
Oh, I've actually seen those.
Yeah.
There's
what?
One in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
We hired three ugly chicks.
I swear there's
like
one in
Vegas.
It's like
over 40 like beautiful women, and it's like, and three ugly ones.
And three ugly ones. Yes.
But they give the best dances, dude.
They earn their tip, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Some of those had to do with the human body, Mr. Hill, and we actually do have a few more disturbing facts about the human body, which brings us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Of the most disturbing facts about the human body. Here's a disturbing fact for you. Every now and then, after I get out of the shower, I'll grab a Q-tip and dip it into my belly button, swirl it around, pull it out, and then give it a sniff.
Smell it.
I don't think that's what we were talking about, BD.
Along with half of a sweater and a few stray hairs.
So here we have for you 10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. It says breast milk comes from blood. Don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
What?
It's filtered out of blood with fat. This means babies are little vampires.
All right. Good evening. Give me your nipple.
Apparently the blood's got some nutrients in it.
It do indeed.
I mean, in theory, shouldn't blood have nutrients in it?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what getting it all around?
It has. Blood has nutrients. Yes. Sorry.
That's why I drink blood.
That's not what you were saying. Mm-hmm.
You keep asking me every day, Thrill, why do you keep drinking blood? Nutrients, bro.
Nutrients.
Well, sometimes
it's
a
human smoothie.
Sometimes I just say, what's your skin routine? They say, drinking blood.
Yes. Blood. What's your skin routine? We have this conversation every day. Yes.
That's how you glow so much, yes. Man. Your immune.
Oh man!
Yeah. Your immune system can kill you. It says when we fall ill, our bodies will do anything to heal us. Someone explains that in order to heal the body, the immune system develops fever and swelling to kill the virus. Such defense mechanisms can be too severe for the body.
I feel bad for people, and it's a very small percentage. But there's something where their body rejects their own body. You know what I'm saying? So the immune system kicks into gear. Because it does not recognize that you are you and wants to kill you, thinking that you're something trying to take. That's a terrible way to live.
Oh, yeah. That's
why in a bad mood?
It's not a way to live. You're killing yourself.
I'm trying to kill myself unconsciously.
Unconsciously. I am on a new level with this. Hormones defined you. Says we tend to think that we have control over who we are, but we couldn't be further from the truth. A person discloses that the hormones in your brain define who you are. Your mind, willpower, or intelligence cannot change any of that.
Yeah, I believe that. That's why I say nature versus nurture. It's like, Well, your nature is going to be your nature. Yeah. Where you were nurtured, we'll see how that's displayed.
Right.
If you have a bad temper, if you're calm, right? And then depending on the environment you come from, that's how you kind of experience it, I
guess.
Exactly,
man. Exactly.
Especially, I know, you know, I could speak for some people, myself included, with, like, tempers. It's like, people are like, I seem pretty, like, it's like, right, but it's super hard.
Right.
Sure. You have no idea sometimes I just want to scream at you.
Jesus.
I got
sorry, Mom.
Idea.
Happy Mother's Day. I didn't mean to go down that road.
Little idea.
Yeah, just well, you hear me tell stories about my dad. My dad just couldn't control his temper.
Sure.
So he'd fly off the handle about the smallest things. So my brother and I kind of made a conscious effort to be like, we're not going to. Well, look, still going to happen.
Sure.
But it's pretty rare.
I think parents absolutely have an influence on what you behaviorally. I decide to do things for better or worse. Right.
Yeah.
I look at my kids. I'm like, oh man, you guys are screwed.
At least you just wait till we're off air before you scream at me, Ted. I appreciate that. No public humiliation.
Ted's good at that.
Thank you, sir.
He flogs you when the mics are dead.
He does, but it makes me better.
I like a good flogging.
I don't even know why you're talking about it on the air.
My bad.
Ted, more flogging.
I'll see you at 6:01.
Yes, sir.
So you'll flog me later?
10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. Your body's always fighting cancer. Your body destroys 5 to 8 cancers that do not self-destruct in one lifetime. An individual claims that some cancers could fool the immune system so they grow and spread. The best and easy way to prevent cancer is to work on your immune system.
All animals. They got to find the animal that doesn't have cancer, then look at that DNA.
Isn't there one?
Yeah, the sharks. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them that don't. But they say as a human being, if you live long enough, you're going to get kind of cancer.
I feel like they were studying like aardvarks or something like that
Or
armadillos?
Well, it's like with the early studies on AIDS, right? There were some people who just had an immune system that fought it off.
I can beat AIDS.
What they do? They did, and they took that DNA and said, "What does this guy have?"
Right.
You know, what is different?
What is
from
in there
him?
That's fighting this?
Magic Johnson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Money.
Exactly. South Park did a
I
whole
see
episode
George Washington
on that.
Over there.
It was just his money. Human intestines move.
Yes, that's why you have a bowel movement.
It says intestines wiggle around in a bowl when surgeons take them out during abdominal surgery. When they complete the surgery, they put them back in and let them wiggle back into place.
That must be weird to say. Think about the first person who saw that, right? So somebody figured out surgery and they understood academically enough how to do this without killing a person. So you pull out the intestines. The last thing I'd expect is that
doctor.
They're still moving. I'd be like, oh, God, I can't finish this.
Right.
That is weird.
Is that why we make weird noises in our, you know?
Yeah. It's constantly, constricting.
Right. Rolling over itself Exactly.
Finally.
Got that bubble through. 10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. I feel like we already know this one. Your liver regenerates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those where that's a common fact I feel like everybody loves to bring up is that your liver will heal itself.
It does.
It will repair itself.
It does it better than any other organ in your body.
Which is like why you can cut a chunk off and give it to somebody and both of you will have a complete liver
after a
while.
Yeah, and you have a liver in you.
That's crazy to me. Because it all comes from the brain, doesn't it? So that means that whatever the liver's got going on is the center of where everything is built would be my explanation of it.
I think it's just more the proteins that are in your liver as everything communicates with the brain. The brain... It's like hiring. So you've hired all the organs. The brain is the brain, right?
Right.
And the brain is your CEO, and it has hired these organs. The one thing you know about the liver is it'll take a beating.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing about your liver, it will always show up.
Right.
It does its work. The other ones, they just don't have the proteins or whatever it is you need to do it. So it's like, kidneys, we love you, but Jesus, God.
Oh, yeah.
Work a little harder, man. Look at what the liver's doing. The liver regenerates.
I got to be honest with you, Mike. I didn't realize that's how liver transplants work till you just said that.
Oh, yeah.
You take a piece.
And you're right. I feel like an idiot because obviously, if you took my liver, I'd be dead.
The donator generates.
Yeah, but full disclosure,
I had no idea
that's how the transplant works.
So
like, just said that.
It's almost like an earthworm, right? Yeah. So you cut the thing in half and you get two of them. So
stupid question. Can you donate your liver multiple times then?
I would not suggest that. But
well,
I'm sure a doctor
not.
Could tell you whether one way or another if it's regenerated enough
right?
to be able to do that again.
Like, I donate it at like 21 and then like 10, 15 years later donate it again?
There's probably a timeline on it, but I would imagine if it's something that regenerates more than one time, then yeah.
So if you're not killing someone and it's not cannibalism, and you have someone's human liver.
No, Miles.
And you fry it in a pan with some
onions.
No one's dead.
No one's dead. It's not cannibalism is one thing.
Right.
That means you're eating someone because they've deceased. They're passed on, right?
No. I think cannibalism is just eating a human.
Walla onions. Miles. You know what I mean? And a nice.
Miles.
Yes, Keontae.
I could cut off a finger and we could fry that up and eat it like a chicken wing and that's still cannibalism.
Yeah, you're still cannibal.
Are you sure?
I'm still alive, man.
All right. Okay.
Remember that scary movie? They were eating. I'm going to sound terrible when I explain this now. It's like the third version of Farva Beans guy, and he's eating Ray Liotta's head.
Yes.
Yeah, he's eating his brain.
Yeah, but Ray Liotta's still alive.
He is. No. He is.
Yeah, he took a very small chunk of his brain out.
Ray Liotta died because he stopped smoking cigarettes. Started taking Chantix.
Easy.
Let's be honest. It threw off his entire equilibrium.
Okay.
It did.
10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. A minor brain trauma can change you.
Yes, it's your freaking brain.
Somebody writes that a minor brain tumor can change the thing that you like, dislike, and other aspects of your personality. The one that blows my mind is people that get something twinges during like brain surgery, and then they speak a different language. That has to be learned, in my opinion, at least.
But here's the thing. Apparently, it doesn't.
You know, maybe
right?
The accent
that's the
is
irony
one thing.
Of it, because they do these things, right? And it happens rarely, but someone will suddenly start speaking French. They've never heard French in their life. And like, how do you know to speak French if in theory you got to learn how to do it?
Correct.
I don't know. Or suddenly you can play the piano.
Because no baby wakes up, you know, fresh out of the womb like, what's up? My name's Joey.
I know.
That would be awesome,
though. I know you named me Rage, but I'm going by Joey now.
Damn. The funk in there. What's the line, Miles?
You need to wash your ass, Mom.
And you thought these smelled bad on the outside. Yep.
I mean, Dad.
He's already quoting Star Wars.
Get out of here! I'm proud of you.
Never even seen the movie.
Right. I mean, Dad smelled worse, but that's bad.
Oh, you can remember every little detail.
I remember swimming to the egg, man.
Oh no! Number three, old wounds can reopen, especially with a knife.
Or if you run into her.
Oh, damn. We're back to Tina.
Number two.
You thought you were over me.
Look who came crawling back. Right? Body organs move.
Sir, this is Wendy's.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God. But then the number one.
My brain goes to my penis.
Most disturbing fact about the human body. Your immune system can blind you. According to a contributor, the back part of your eye has a complex protein called crystallin. It helps your eye process light, but it's not found in any other body part. Thus, your immune system does not recognize it. If you experience excessive eye trauma, your immune system could destroy the undamaged one while going after the foreign protein.
Then can we get like an owner's manual for our immune system? Like, hey, in a rare occurrence, there's something behind my eyeballs. Just chill.
Right.
Chill,
go
you're
easy,
here
man.
To help me. We're all in this together.
Go easy right. on it.
Yeah, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.